That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning is one of my favorite guests, James Perloff. James has been at this game almost as long as I have. Back in the 1980s, why he wrote a book, The Shadows of Power, going into the spirits of forces, working behind the scenes. You see, if you try to make any sense out of what's going on, it really doesn't make any sense, because our government so often suddenly does the wrong thing. But the thing is, it is not our government. There is the outward government, the congressmen and senators who are elected, but there is the real government, the subversive government that controls both political parties. And that, of course, is why the Republicans are going right along with a massive deficit. That's why the Republicans who control the House of Representatives are going right along with the globalism and war after war. It is because the leaders of both political parties are controlled by the same people, making mockery of our electoral process. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, why very little going on today really makes sense. Well, James understands that. His first book, and now his latest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We carry both books. We encourage you to read them right along with our material. But James is one of the people who really understands what's going on, and we're always glad to have him with us. James, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Hi, Dr. Stan. What we're going to be talking about today, since we've talked about quite a few political subjects recently on your show, we're going to talk about the war on Christian faith and the history of that, which is also the 17th chapter of my new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And, of course, the attack on Christian faith has taken many shapes. One has been the way Hollywood caricatures Christians, and it's been doing that for a long time, demonizing Christians. And another, of course, is Darwin's theory of evolution, which I've written a couple of books about, all the flaws and errors in that. But that has been used to shake up people's belief in the fact that we were created by God instead of some chance process. But what we're going to be focusing on today is the direct attack on the theology and structures of the churches, which I think many people are not aware of. You know, many Christians today will say, we need a revival. We were seeing a great decline in faith in America. And the tendency is to believe that this is something that just happened. But as we've so often seen in politics, the decline in Christian faith is actually something that's been planned and orchestrated and financed. And that's what we'll be looking at today.
Well, I agree with you totally. They've changed the music of our churches, and so much of the music I hear on Christian radio stations and television stations dishonors our Lord. And they've changed the message. Suddenly it's all about love and all the things we can. If we think correctly, positive thinking, or maybe simply just simply the scripture. Whereas we never apply them to what's going on today, or the prophecies that are actually being unfolded that we are witnessing unfolding around us every single day, prophecies that are being fulfilled from 2,000, 3,000 years ago. James, pick up the story.
Okay, well, as many of your listeners know, there's a plan for a one-world government. You know, the book of Revelation talks about the Antichrist ruling the world, and of course, to govern the world, you need a world government. And that has required the consolidation of political structures, and so you put the League of Nations and the UN and NATO and the European Union and NAFTA. They've all been part of that gradual process. And they've also been working at consolidating commerce, consolidating currencies. Europe has the euro, and they want the North America to have an Amero eventually, and they want to have a one-world currency eventually. And we see the business mergers where banks merge, and Manhattan Bank merges with the Chase Bank, becomes Chase Manhattan, and Chase Manhattan merges with J.P. Morgan and so forth. So the consolidation in the business world, but they also want consolidation in religion, which we'll be focusing on today. They want to have the Antichrist, the beast, as it's called in the Bible, to rule over a one-world religion, and that is the purpose behind ecumenism. So see, just along with the political consolidation, there is a religious consolidation going on, and it was summarized actually by the globalist historian Arnold Toynbee. Here's what he said in his book, Experiences, quote, "I believe that in the field of religion, sectarianism is going to be subordinated to ecumenicalism, and in the field of politics, nationalism will be subordinated to world government," unquote. So there we have it laid out by a key insider that the religious consolidation is to take place simultaneously with the political consolidation. And this is one of the processes to which the Rockefellers, who are really the Rothschild satellite in America, committed their fortune. And in looking at the plan, it appears that there were three steps to this. One was to degrade Christianity as a unique faith, which we're going to elaborate on each of these points, but they wanted to degrade Christianity so that it could be blended with other religions. They also wanted to set up structures, and we'll be looking at those, such as the National Council of Churches, because to combine churches, you need a organizational framework to do that. And the third thing was to provide a motive for churches to unite. As we'll see, the superficial motive they gave churches to unite was good works and social causes, which could be used to ally churches with each other.
Well, you know, I think it's important at this point, though, to mention that a lot of people will say, well, if the Rothschilds, you think it's a Jewish conspiracy. And I say absolutely not, because the Rothschilds, in many respects, are violently anti-Jewish. They finance the Sabbatean movement, which was right behind the Holocaust. Holocaust working closely with Adolf Hitler. And what they've done is they've created a scapegoat. They've created something so that you can focus your attention on. So we will not recognize what this is really all about. And there's a small group of Jewish people who hate Jewry and have set up Jewry as a to be blamed for what's going on. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is a satanic conspiracy. And it involves people of many races and many religions who hate the God of the Bible and specifically hate Christianity. But they have to have a fall guy. And that's the poor Jews. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, that's one reason why the Rothschilds couldn't directly fund this attack on Christianity. They needed someone who was non-Jewish, or essentially non-Jewish, so that would be the Rockefellers. Let's talk about this three-step plan, how it occurred in the early years. As far as degrading Christianity goes, the Rockefellers began funding seminaries and backing churches.
Hold on, Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain offers their heartfelt thanks to the courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings of freedom we enjoy here at home. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way, and here's to a safe and speedy return home. That important reminder brought to you by John Taylor and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call them at 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171 for Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Oh, yes, I was waiting for the music to die down that I heard on my end. We were talking about at the before the break about the attempt of the Rockefellers to have the Christian faith degraded, and they were funding seminaries that would teach modernism. And so one of the key seminaries that they backed was Union Theological Seminary in New York City, which we'll be mentioning more than once today. And it was a professor and graduate of Union Theological named Charles Augustus Briggs, who in the late 19th century led the drive to promote modernism or higher criticism, which was denying that the Bible books were written by the attributed authors and saying that the Bible was full of errors. And then in 1922, there was a pastor named Harry Emerson Fosdick. He was another graduate of Union Theological, and he delivered a very landmark controversial sermon called Shall the Fundamentalist Win at the First Presbyterian Church of New York. And in this sermon, he cast doubt on the Bible being God's word. He cast doubt on the virgin birth, said there was no second coming of Christ. He even cast doubt on Christ's death serving as atonement for sins. And he said that anybody who held those views was what he called intolerant. Well, the sermon sparked outrage, and he lost his pastorship. But he was then immediately hired as the pastor of Riverside Church, which was the church attended by John D. Rockefeller Jr. and built by him at a cost of $4 million. And Rockefeller then paid for 130,000 copies of Fosdick's sermon to be distributed to Protestant ministers. And I also should mention that Fosdick's brother, Raymond, was president of the Rockefeller Foundation. And so we see that the Rockefellers are intimately connected to this movement towards modernism, which included denying that Christ was divine, denying he was the Son of God, denying his miracles, denying the resurrection. In short, modernism, you know, if you go to a Bible study, you know, Christians will disagree sometimes over, you know, what the meaning of some gray passage of Scripture is in one of the epistles of the Apostle Paul. But this wasn't like that. These guys were denying all of the fundamental doctrines of Christianity. The purpose was to degrade Christianity to the point where it no longer be a unique faith, where our salvation is through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. But instead, Christianity would become just like another religion with a wise man in its head doing good works. And then it could be blended together. The point we want to make here is wanting people to understand that this was a financed agenda. It was paid for and backed. It was orchestrated. It was not something that just happened. Now, people who opposed this at the time were called fundamentalists. And the reason they were called fundamentalists was because they were defending the very fundamental doctrines that the modernists were attacking across the boards.
Fascinating, and this is exactly what's going on. And you can see how certainly more and more of our people today certainly do not hold the Bible to be absolute, to be verifiable, and certainly we do not talk today about the prophecies. And yet, of course, if you look and see what's going on in the world today, you are actually seeing the fulfillment of the prophecies, which verifies the validity of the Scriptures. So right ahead.
The next step, and we touched on this at the beginning with a three-step plan, was to create structures by which the churches could eventually be consolidated. And this took the place of the National Council of Churches, which was originally called Federal Council of Churches. It was founded in 1908, again, heavily funded by the Rockefellers, the purpose being to consolidate American Christian denominations. And the man they chose to spearhead all this was John Foster Dulles. He served on the executive committee of the National Council of Churches. Interesting guy, Dulles. He's an in-law of the Rockefellers. He's the attorney who offended Harry Emerson Fosdick at the his heresy investigation. He was the chairman of the trustees of the Rockefeller Foundation. He was the legal counsel to the American delegation to the Paris Peace Conference, which formed the League of Nations. He's a founding member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. He contributed articles to the CFR's Journal of Foreign Affairs, beginning with his very first issue in 1922. He helped write the preamble to the United Nations Charter, which never mentions God. And he was the head of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, where he chose as president of that institution Alger Hiss, who, of course, was a communist spy. So here's a guy who's spearheading the ecumenical movement, who is a classic political insider. Of course, he was also Secretary of State under Eisenhower. And in 1942, John Foster Dulles headed a council, the National Council of Churches, meeting of 30 denominations. They came together, and Time magazine reported that they called for a, quote, world government of delegated powers, strong and immediate limitations on national sovereignty, and a universal system of money, unquote. So Dulles is bringing the Rockefeller One World agenda right into the religious sphere. And, of course, they weren't satisfied with the idea of consolidating just American churches. They wanted world churches consolidated. And that's why in 1948, you have the first meeting of the World Council of Churches. John Foster Dulles flies to Amsterdam to attend that meeting. The director of research at that initial meeting of the World Council of Churches in 1948 was John C. Bennett, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and also president of Union Theological Seminary, which we mentioned before. Also in attendance was Reinhold Niebuhr, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and professor at Union Theological Seminary. And the funding for the World Council of Churches came from the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation. So again, we see the ecumenical movement and its structures being funded by the same internationalist forces.
This has gone on. The average individual really doesn't understand. The average individual just wants to live their life and be left alone and enjoy life. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up against a well-organized, subversive movement with great wealth that is intent upon using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, certainly kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, foment World War III, and World War III is coming up here very soon. Go right ahead, James.
Okay. Well, they formed these structures, and they were degrading the faith. They still needed one more thing, and that was to get denominations to unite. You know, denominations quite often bitterly disagree over theological issues, and they had to find a common ground, and they found that the common ground was good works. You know, all churches would agree that you should be good, kind to the poor and help the sick, for example. And so they decided they were going to undertake a social gospel program. Walter Rauschenbusch, who was trained at Rochester Theological Seminary, which is also funded by the Rockefellers, became a socialist. And he was known as the father of the social gospel. And in 1893, at the very same time that Charles Augustus Briggs was introducing higher criticism and modernism, Rauschenbusch said, quote, "The only power that can make socialism succeed is religion," unquote. And he said, "Christianity is revolutionary. And he said, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting individuals into heaven, but of transforming life on earth into the harmony of heaven, unquote. And the most notorious of the social gospel pushers was another Rockefeller-backed reverend, was Reverend Harry F. Ward, who taught for 23 years at Union Theological. And get this, he was also the founding chairman of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. How do you like that? You've got a clergyman serving as the chairman of the ACLU, which, of course, has been warring with churches for years over things like religious displays on public property, right? Very ironic. Harry F. Ward, the pastor Harry F. Ward, was also chairing the American League Against War and Fascism, which had been founded by the Communist Party. And just to give you a quote on him, there's a quote from Manning Johnson, who was a former Communist Party official. He told Congress in 1953, quote, Ward has been the chief architect for communist infiltration and subversion in the religious field, unquote. Remember, he's being backed by the Rockefellers. Now, the social gospel, the socialist gospel, was a push for, again, for ecumenism to unite the churches. So in 1908, they formed the Methodist Federation for Social Service. It still exists today. It's called the Methodist Federation for Social Action. And Harry F. Ward was its secretary for 33 years. And the idea was to take the gospel of Christ and make it take a back seat to social issues. And so Harry F. Ward would preach that Christians should be fighting for things like better labor conditions and world peace. Well, surprise, surprise, those are the same goals that the Marxists were proclaiming. And I should mention one other thing in regard to this social work. They didn't neglect missionary work. In 1930, John D. Rockefeller Jr. funded a study called the Layman's Foreign Missionaries Inquiry, and they gave out an official report, published an official report called Rethinking Missions, which it said that missionaries should start de-emphasizing Christian doctrine and instead ally themselves with other religions doing good works. Now, most Christian denominations distanced themselves from this Rockefeller report, but Pearl Buck, who had been a missionary to China, praised it and throughout the media in the Christian Century. She wrote articles in Harper's and Cosmopolitan saying that this was a great report, and she criticized the typical missionary she said was, quote, narrow, uncharitable, unappreciative, and ignorant, unquote. And she also endorsed the modernist point of view. Well, wouldn't you know, after she did this, her novel, The Good Earth, was given the Nobel Prize in Literature and turned into an Oscar-nominated movie. If you back the establishment, if you back the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, you will find yourself suddenly elevated and rewarded.
And basically, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. This program goes on from generation to generation. The ultimate goal, a one-world government. And people find this so difficult to believe. I mean, why would anybody want to spend generation after generation bringing about a government? And it is because this is the age-old plan of Satan. And we are seeing that plan fulfilled today. And if people don't understand, there really is a Satan. There really are supernatural powers moving us towards world government and the destruction of the financial structure of America. And certainly, working within the Christian church to destroy the Christian church, and yet it's been manifested consistently. And certainly this is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, so they could destroy the faith of our young, and they're doing a very good job of it. It's just that the average individual today never talks to a young person about religion, because so many of them hate religion, they hate America, and they are dedicated global citizens.
And you were so right, Stan. This is all part of a program. I can remember when I was a little kid in the 50s, late 1950s, attending second grade in La Cañada, California. And we prayed. There was Bible reading. This is public school. But then, of course, 63, they were thrown out. And, of course, you had Freemasons dominating the Supreme Court as these various sudden discoveries were made that supposedly the Founding Fathers intended there be no religion in our school system. They started reading that into the Constitution, but you're so right. This is all part of an overall program.
Okay, fine. Well, now then, what can people do? How are we going to get people to understand what we're facing is a subversive movement that controls our government today?
Well, the only thing we can do is communicate. And that's exactly what you're doing, is creating a forum. And, of course, I'm writing books. But what we have to do is communicate. We don't control the major mainstream media's airways, they do. And so what all God wants us to do is what we can with what we have. But I'll tell you something, we have something that they don't have, Stan, and that's the truth. Truth is on our side, and the truth is a very, very powerful tool, and it can really win people over once they see that the enemy's explanation of the world events is a complete house of cards.
Well, today we have the Internet. Now, there's good things on the Internet. There are bad things on the Internet. But certainly we have Internet radio. We have Internet television. We have certainly a world Net Daily, Joseph Ferris organization. And if people know where to go, they can get the truth. Certainly, if you don't know and you get on the Internet, you get lost. And believe me, there's the first development. Certainly is that the is. Has a great deal of information there, but there's also a great deal of excellent information put out by the other side where they tell you exactly what they intend to do and their population control agenda, which results in the death of the vast majority of the people in the world today. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our guest today, James Perloff, and ladies and gentlemen, what's taking place today is designed to bring about a one-world government. And, of course, we're moving very quickly in that direction. My fear is we're moving very, very quickly towards a major confrontation in the Middle East, which could, within a relatively short period of time, lead to a worldwide war.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Stand back first and start to feed that bird. And thanks, Perloff. If you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. James, how can people get in touch with you? I get in touch with your website. I get your various articles that you've written. Because Sidney James is a prolific writer, and he writes essays, and you'll find them on some of the finest websites in the country. How can people get your material?
Thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is jamesperloff.com. You know, it's P-E-R-L-O-F-F. And people can find links there to my books. My latest is Truth as a Lonely Warrior, which we've been talking about one of the chapters of that book today. Truth as a Lonely Warrior is a comprehensive look at the whole satanic plan for world government, the false flags, the CFR control, the Federal Reserve, what happened in Vietnam, 9-1-1, media control, Freemasonry, the environmental movement. It's an attempt to show people the big picture in a concise way, because I find that if you just try to give newcomers to this data just one piece of the puzzle, like 9-1-1, it doesn't make much sense. They need the broader context. But the website is jamesperloff.com, and there are many, many articles that people can click on there relevant to today's and historical issues. And perhaps, if I can, Stan, I'd like to return to this discussion of the One World Religion and pick it up, because I was talking about the John D. Rockefeller and Pearl Buck and Harry F. Ward, but I want to kind of bring it up to date and show it how this is continuing today.
Please do.
Yep. As I said, there was a three-step plan, degrading Christianity, ecumenical structures, and using a social gospel to unite churches. Well, in terms of degrading Christianity today, you know, the modernist movement is continuing, of course. You have things like the Jesus Seminar, which was begun by Robert Funk. The financial backers were of the Westar Institute, which supported it, were never disclosed. But he brought in a lot of scholars from places like Union Theological Seminary and liberal establishment seminaries like Harvard and Vanderbilt. And the Jesus Seminar would use a system of colored beads to decide on whether or not Jesus said something. A red bead would mean definitely yes, and a pink bead probably yes, and a gray bead probably no, and a black bead definitely no. Well, wouldn't you know, these guys decided that only 2% of the sayings attributed to Jesus were definitely said by him. Well, how could they do this? You know, they are people who are writing thousands of years, 2,000 years after the original eyewitnesses. How would they know better what Jesus actually said? But this was touted in the media as a scholarly refutation of the New Testament, of course. And then there's been a lot on the media, the History Channel, National Geographic Channel, Discovery Channel, and so forth. But I think probably the most ambitious strike against the Bible recently has probably been the Da Vinci Code. It was the, as of 2009, that novel was the best-selling English novel of the century. And it's also, of course, made into a film with Tom Hanks, which grossed over $200 million. And at the heart of its message was that Jesus was not divine. He actually lived after the resurrection, or alleged, they would call it an alleged resurrection. They say he married Mary Magdalene, and they had children together. And lo and behold, within months of the film being released, you had the Discovery Channel airing a documentary claiming that the tomb of Jesus and Mary Magdalene had been found. When you look at this, you realize we are seeing a agenda, again, being orchestrated to deceive the public. These events are not just happening coincidentally. They're happening as part of a program to shake people's faith in God.
And either Christianity is true or it's not. There's no halfway mark. There's no intermediate position. Some is true and some is not. Either the Bible is prophetic and telling us what's going to happen, or certainly it's all a lie. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want, and what I say, is the subversive element that controls our universities, that controls the government, that controls the banks, controls the corporations, controls our educational system, and controls so much of our religious organizations, or so many of our religious organizations. The last thing they want for people to know is the Bible is applicable, and we're seeing it being played out today. The prophecies are being fulfilled. Would you agree?
Yes, it only makes sense that in this effort to establish a satanic one-world government, they're going to attack the Christian faith from every direction.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, James Perloff, who's been on the front lines of this battle for many years, and his latest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, you can get that through us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you must become involved, because the people on the other side are deadly. They really do intend to kill off the vast majority of the people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Would you agree?
Yes, and I think that it only makes sense to fight against this thing because they have a plan for population control. They're going to be coming after us one way or the other. So it's a far better option to fight against this thing and have the truth win out for as many people as possible, and who knows, even to achieve victory.
Well, now, how are we going to mobilize the American people and get them involved? I mean, there are only a few people on the other side, but they're well-organized, well-financed. We certainly are simply people representing the American people, a group of people who just want to live a good life. And we have a wonderful society, but it's all totally fallacious. You cannot have a government that can provide for 148 million Americans. 148 million Americans today are getting some sort of a government welfare check. And while we're going behind $1 or $2 trillion a year, how long can you survive living on borrowed money?
Yes, and I think that they certainly want a ultimate financial collapse in order to justify a one-world currency and for people to beg for a one-world dictator to save them from all this, who will try to simulate the powers of God and appear to be a God or Christ-like figure. But we need to wake people up and make sure they're not deceived by that. Well, Stan, just to continue this discussion of the attack on Christianity, we were earlier talking about the ecumenical structures and the national capital of churches, and I just want to mention that this continues today. We have the National Council of Churches still in existence today, plus the World Council of Churches, now representing 349 churches and denominations. And we've got new organizations, ecumenical structures coming on, like Christians United in Christ, established in 2002, and Christian Churches Together in the USA, established in 2006. And get this, Tony Blair, the insider liberal British politician, has started the Tony Blair Faith Foundation, and he wants all religions to come together. And I'm going to quote what he originally said on his website. They've changed the wording since I published this last year. But he said, quote, "I launched the Tony Blair Faith Foundation to promote respect, friendship, and understanding between the major religious faiths. I have always believed that faith is an essential part of the modern world. As globalization pushes us ever closer, it's vital it be used as a force, not for conflict and division." So he's talking about uniting the churches, and behind the flowery, friendly language, what he's really talking about is ecumenism and consolidation of faith. So this is still happening today. They want all religions to unite and as stepping stones towards a one-world religion, which is going to be part of the one-world system. Because to have a one-world dictatorship under the beast, everything has to be consolidated.
We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest David Perloff, and his latest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We are engaged in a war today, ladies and gentlemen. People do not understand that a subversive element controls our government. They have for many years, and they, the people, well, I mean, if they control the government, why don't they just consolidate power? Well, they have consolidated power, but they need to use the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their power over the world. And this is what the average individual says, well, things are so good here, why should I be concerned? Why should the average person listening to this program today be concerned, James? After all, don't we have it awfully good here?
Well, I don't know. I hear people still talking about prosperity in America, but I don't think that it's as prosperous as being said. We certainly have evidence that the government is understating the rate of inflation, the way they've restructured the means to determine the consumer price index, the jobs that they talk about, the jobs reports. We can find significant evidence that they're not counting fully the number of unemployed, and that they're describing jobs that are not high-quality jobs, but jobs that are in the service industry that are part-time, that don't pay benefits. Our country is really in serious economic trouble. I know so many people who are out of work and struggling financially. And so it may be not too long now, the way we have this balloon of hyperinflated currency from the Fed, before we really start feeling the effects of that, especially if other nations start to revoke the use of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, we could really feel experience hyperinflation here. So I think that people should not feel comfortable, those few who are in this country. Of course, we know that the people at the top have been siphoning off cash to the Federal Reserve for a long time. They're feeling comfortable financially, but spiritually they should feel very uncomfortable because of what they've done, and there's going to be a day of judgment at some point.
The day is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. So what would be your message to the average person who's heard your what you had to say, who's read your book, who knows there's a problem, but says, but I'm just one person, what can I do?
Well, that really depends. You know, a soldier on a battlefield isn't expected to win the whole war. He's only expected to do what he can in the immediate range of his where he's active on a battleground. And God doesn't expect us individually to win this battle. And we know from the Bible that God is going to prevail in the end. We have good news that we're looking forward to. But in the meantime, we want to stand for righteousness and do what he commands us to do and to tell people the truth. And, you know, that's one of the that's in the Ten Commandments, is not to bear false witness. Well, the media has been bearing false witness. So for us, telling the truth often demands that we refute these falsehoods. So that comes through those of us able to do it, to publish a book, that's great. But those who cannot, you know, when I was not publishing Dr. Stan, you know what I did when I didn't have any sort of a national reach through major media and writing books. I wrote letters to my local newspaper about the issue. I wrote about the creation evolution debate early on. Our sphere of influence might just be our friends and our family, and that's fine with God. He just wants us to do what we can to stand for righteousness with the abilities and reach that we have.
Well, I guess it's James Perloff, and of course we're talking about the tragic situation that faces America today, and the fact that so many Americans really don't understand that it's not a matter of will the subversive element take control. They have taken control. They've been in control for a long period of time, and I believe that we are on the verge of a major war in the Middle East. We'll look and see what's going on today. We'll look and see what's going on in Syria. Look and see what's going on in Iraq. Look and see what Saudi Arabia is financing so much of this. But Saudi Arabia does exactly what they're told by this subversive element that controls our government. And you see the instability in Egypt, in Libya, in Tunisia. People somehow think that, well, that's over there. That's not going to affect us here. Well, I really believe, of course, that everything points to the fact that they are planning a third world war. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly know that to consolidate the world and create a one world government, that we're not going to be left off the hook. They certainly will need a crisis of worldwide proportions. And let's remember that it was world wars that produced the first the League of Nations out of World War One, and then World War Two produced the UN. If they're going to have it would seem in logical progression then that a World War III would produce their ultimate goal of a world government.
And remember, World War II resulted in the death of 60 to 70 million people. And I fear that the coming war will dwarf that in its enormity. People find it difficult to believe this can happen. Read Revelation 6, 8, and then read where they talk about destruction of a quarter of the population of the world. And then go to the rest of the chapter, and things really get bad. They talk about destruction of another third of the population of the world. People say it really can't happen. They don't want to believe that these things can be true. If the Bible is accurate, I fear that it is. Parting thoughts, James, we're just about out of time.
I don't think it's good for us to dwell upon the forthcoming tragedy, because that can be depressing and doesn't do us any good. Jesus himself said that worrying won't add any length to our life. But I do think we need to be aware of it, be aware of the scriptures, to stand for righteousness, to stand for truth, and do everything we can to spread God's love and to tell people the truth, whatever through whatever means we have.
And people need to begin to prepare so they can help one another, because, of course, I do not believe the federal government is going to be able to protect the population. I think there may very well be a breakdown in the structure of society, and that is why people need to begin making their preparations now and trying to find people that they will be able to work with and that they can support and who can support them in the very difficult time that lies ahead. One last thought, James, and then we'll let you go. We'll be out of time.
Well, I'll just refer people again to the book is Truth of the Lonely Warrior. I designed it to be a tool that with credibility, footnotes, conciseness and comprehensiveness tells people what's going on. It's the update to the Shadows of Power, which people have asked me for so long. And again, you can buy that through Radio Liberty as well as your local bookstore. And my website is jamesperloff.com. I thank your listeners for their interest in knowing the truth.
God bless. And number 800-544-97.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs.
Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sad. This is the time I have time on the street, all across Colorado, all across the world, because this program goes on the internet, and we do have listeners worldwide. I have to remind you that we are primarily listener-supported. We need your help to maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Why we try to get people to understand what is really going on. And the fact that there is a small, subversive group, and they worked with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Masons, and the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, a myriad of organizations toward bringing about this one world government. That's a subversive element. I said, if you believe in America, you want to preserve America. You do not want to bring about a one world government. Well, anyway, quite frankly, we need your financial support so we can maintain our network of stations. The most convenient way to hear us now is by the internet, and you can hear us at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Just scroll down where it says listen. You can hear live 4 hours a day, archive 24 hours a day, and your job is to listen to the programs, record them, get them other people to listen to them. We need to inform as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. And God has given us certainly this ministry. We don't get paid for what we do. Barbara and I don't get a salary. We work long hours every day. We have been for 20 years trying to educate people and prepare them for the time that we're approaching. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching a time of crisis. We are approaching a time of chaos. We are approaching a time when I believe the infrastructure of our society is going to break down. The people on the other side, obviously, are making plans. That's why they're storing ammunition and guns. That is why they're laying in massive supplies of food. That's why they have their underground facilities. And if you don't know that, get the material from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura, who've actually studied the underground facilities. They know exactly what's going to happen. You and I don't. And many, many different ways they can bring about this crisis. But a crisis is coming. Are you prepared? Do you have food? Cindy, are you prepared psychologically? Do you have people that can support you? Do you have a means of protecting yourself and your family if the infrastructure of America as we know it begins to break down? Well, we do hope, of course, if you're in a position to contribute financially to Radio Liberty, our telephone number